the podcast from Belmont Chapel in Exeter, sharing the story, living the life. For more information, go to belmontchapel.org.uk.
Who recognises this picture? Can anyone think, look at that picture, anyone think, who is this fella up here? Does anyone recognise who it is? Anyone got any idea who it might be? Yes, Paula. Owen. That's a good guess, because he liked dressing in 70s retro gear when he was a kid. Anybody else think what it is? Mickey, who do you think it might be?
I think it's Owen.
You think it's Owen as well? He does look like Owen, doesn't he?
No, Steve Moody.
Steve Moody, who's he? You're right, it is Steve Moody. This is a picture from my joyful childhood. As you can see, I like to dress formally. And I put a brave face on the world whenever I went around. It does look frighteningly like Owen, actually, when you see pictures of him at that time. But I wonder, when you look at that, and somebody knew me then and saw me now, whether they'd say, I didn't recognise you. Or maybe somebody would say, you haven't changed a bit. I think that's probably unlikely, looking at that photo. But you've probably had that experience, haven't you? Someone you haven't seen for a while, who either has said, sorry, I didn't recognise you. Or sometimes people do say, you just haven't changed. You haven't aged a day, as they say, as you look forward to it. Sometimes we think we know what somebody is like, but it turns out that what we think we know about somebody isn't who they are at all. We simply don't recognise them. I used to teach a book called To Kill a Mockingbird, and in it, it said that you never really know someone until you stand in their shoes and walk around in them. And I think that's really, really wise. So I wonder now what comes to mind when you think about recognising people and whether you see them or not. In our story, there are a couple of things about the woman who thinks that she knows God, but it turns out that the God she knows isn't the God that she's going to meet. The God that the Samaritan woman recognized was somebody who said, had a tribe, and the woman thought, I don't belong. He had people that he liked, but I'm not one of them. I'm an outsider. There's no room for me in that. I wonder whether you've ever been in school or even perhaps a new workplace. A year ago, I walked into this office and a new job, and I walked in there. I was the new boy there. I thought, I don't know if they like me or not. Am I going to be able to fit in here? Have you ever felt what it feels like to feel ignored or unseen or passed over? Maybe in school you think, I wish I had some friends more than I do, and I just can't seem to fit in. I think that's what the woman felt like. The other thing that the woman felt was that she knew that she'd lived a life where she'd made some mistakes. Most of us have made mistakes in our lives, haven't we? Little secret, I think we all have. But some of those mistakes we don't like other people to know about. And this woman, it turns out, her mistakes were very obvious and people knew about it. She felt that God was somebody who has standards and she didn't match up to them. Have you ever felt that you're not quite good enough? That everybody else around you has got it all sorted out, but you haven't got it worked out? And actually, in the back of your mind, on bad days, you have a view of God who says he's a bit like the boss, the head teacher, who knows about you. And he sees Samuel Eastland, and he goes, He doesn't really, Sam. Have you ever felt like that? Have you ever felt like you're not good enough? Just feel a little bit condemned. Because it turns out that Christians believe that we only can truly recognise God. We might have ideas about him, but we only truly recognise God when we meet Jesus. But when we meet Jesus, he's not always what we expect. He's a bit like Mr. Topsy-Turvy. Some of you won't know Mr. Topsy-Turvy. When I was dressed in a tie and used to go around looking vaguely miserable, I knew the book Mr. Topsy-Turvy. It was a children's book, and it was about a man who wore his hat upside down, walked backwards, and got his words confused from time to time. Everything he did was back to front and the wrong way round. When you meet Jesus, he's somebody who says, blessed are the unimportant people, because theirs is the kingdom of heaven. He says the people who are at the front of the queue saying, me, 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 look at me, are actually the ones who are at the back of the queue. And the people at the back of the queue saying, I'm really not sure, are the ones he says, come forward, you're with me. So the God that we recognize in Jesus isn't the God who says, Samuel Eastland. Nor is he the person who says, I've got my people, don't talk to me. He's the person who says different things, things that we don't expect. Jesus, in our story, doesn't ignore the woman. He comes to welcome her. He says, come and be with me. This woman who no one wants anything to do with. He says, you, I want to spend time with you. You think nobody likes you? You think nobody has time for you? I do. You think you don't match up? Well, nobody does, but I'm going to love you anyway and cheer you on. I'm going to forgive you. You belong with me. That's what God's like. See me, you know God. Jesus surprises her. Maybe he's surprised partly because some of the religious people that the Samaritan woman had got to know didn't make this God very evident. Sometimes, sadly, in churches, the God that I'm describing in Jesus isn't the one that people meet. He's the one who says, you're not quite good enough, you don't belong here. And that's a real challenge to us because none of us are very good, are we, when it comes down to it? So if you're feeling shy or you're feeling as if you don't belong, then I can guarantee there's other people feeling like that here as well. So what are we going to do about it? We're going to teach them who Jesus is. We're going to trust in Jesus and we're going to find our place there. The second thing that happens in the story is this. When she asks for a water, not only does he speak to her, but he gives her something that she can't get for herself. She says, I've got a glass of water that you won't be able to draw because it comes from me. And my glass of water is something that is going to give you new life. I'm going to read a bit of the story to you. Would you echo it back to me? Can you do that nice and loud? Let's have a test. If I say hello, how loud are you? Hello?
Hello.
Oh, that was very good. Here we go. See if you can read this back after me. Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty. But whoever drinks the water I give them will never thirst. When will they thirst?
Never.
Thank you. The water I give it to them will become in them a spring of water. Welling up to eternal life. You can't fit you can stop answering now. You can't fit this drink in a glass and then it runs out. It is like a spring that keeps coming and coming and coming and coming. Because God's mercies are new every morning. You feel you miss out, you don't belong, you feel you don't match up. It's not just today that Jesus is going to make a difference, it is every single day. That's what this woman felt. Seeing Jesus made a difference as well. Because as soon as she saw Jesus for what it was, she went and told other people about it. She said, you know what? I felt ignored. I felt I didn't match. There is a different way to live. It can be the same for you. Not just me. Let me tell you about this Jesus I met. Let me tell you about what he was like with me. Let me tell you about what he told me. Let me tell you about the life that we can have together if we live this way. I cannot keep quiet because seeing Jesus gives us a story to tell. Something about seeing Jesus means that we see God afresh. And he doesn't look like the God that we thought he looked like. He looks like Mr. Topsy-Turvy. And seeing God as well, finally, changes us as well. Here's the thing. If you start really taking Jesus seriously, and then you meet somebody you haven't seen for a while, they might say to you, you know what? I didn't recognize you. There's something about you that's different. You've changed. And they might say, well, what is it? And they say, well, I met someone. Who did you meet? I met Jesus. I started seeing things differently. I started to wear my hats upside down. And I started to walk backwards. And it made more sense than anything I've ever done in the whole of my life. That's what the woman thinks there. That's what happens when we see God afresh. It changes us. It puts Jesus in the heart of all we are. It gives us a story to share and a life to live. Amen. Amen. We're going to sing a